Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, I think. Is it Thursday or Friday? Thursday, that's right. Yeah, Thursday. Thursday, April the 14th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sister, as we prepare for the series that starts tomorrow, Heteros Gamos, where we're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify this self-fertilization or self-actualization, which is Christ fertilization. Christ actualization, it is the marriage supper of the Lamb that we have been lied to. And so this idea of an earthly marriage has replaced the ideal of the celestial one. We're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that. In order for you to be able to ascertain, in order for you to be able to observe, in order for you to be able to assimilate, in order for you to be able to digest, you have to know how to see. Today, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about high-speed processing. We are talking about transfiguration. You see, my brothers and sisters, most of us are living in an environment that is low speed. And what do I mean by low speed? I mean, brothers and sisters, that you are surrounded by people that don't think like you. You may be in an environment where people think that your way of thinking, your energy, your emotions, because remember, your emotions are your energy. Extreme emotions represents extreme energy, and energy is an entity. Extreme energy represents extreme entity. So when we're talking about transfiguration, we're talking about transformation. Brothers and sisters, this information that I share on my series and during these shows on Blog Talk, Spreaker, YouTube, anymeeting.com, all these other venues, is the most dangerous thing you can do. Because what I share brings about a transformation. And if you're not willing to change, it's going to create a deformation. Only people who listen, it's crazy. I was asked a question a few days ago when a young brother was challenging my teachings, and he says, Doc, I don't see no transformation. People's lives are not being changed by this bullshitness that you teach. And I responded to him by saying, I got at least 20 to 30 emails right now that I can send you of people's lives who have been changed. Everybody's lives, a life who has not changed, they have not applied my teachings. And I use the word my very loosely. As you know, I don't teach jack. All I do is show you you. And so I was sharing with this individual the reason why it perceives or it is perceived that these individuals are not changing. Because you see, brother, what I teach, what I share is designed to conquer giants and to conquer your fears and to remove suffering. But the problem is most people are like me. We like suffering. So when you tell somebody, hey, put away your crutch, you don't need it anymore. Put away your religion. Put away your Reverend Dr. Bishop. Put away. They are not going to be happy. So no matter how much you do for other people, no matter how much you want to share with other people, they are trapped inside of this dirt suit, this poop suit. They are trapped inside of shiznit. And their belief system is that exactly that. They bull shiznit system. They ain't going to drop it. The mere fact that you are listening to the show is proof positive that you are considering leaving behind your BS and your bullshitness system. But it's hard. It is hard, brother. It is hard, sister, to share your energy with other people. I got a text from a good brother this morning that says, brother, I'm struggling a little bit because I don't understand. I'm trying to focus on my growth, and I'm excited. I've listened to your teaching, and I'm growing, and I'm happy. I'm doing better. And this growth, I want to share this growth with other people. But I can't contain this energy. That's the problem, brother. Welcome to my world. Do you understand? I don't sleep at night. Why? Not because I don't like sleep. This person told me the reason I don't sleep at night because I've done bad things to bad people. I mean, to other people. Really? The reason I don't sleep at night because I'm so freaking excited. I don't want to waste time sleep. I can sleep when I die. I'm a fast processor because I've been exposed to fast information. Transfiguration, brother, is knowing how to see. Jesus said it this way in Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17 is a cookie blower, and it is my prayer today that you can understand, because the next series that I start tomorrow, if you don't understand this, the next series is going to deform you. Because self-fertilization and self-actualization, and there is no self, there is only what is called the lunar germ seed, or the Christos germ seed, or what the Bible calls FOSS, what we call in science photons. So this phos in the Greek, photon in English, is a seed. I don't know about you, brother. I don't know about you, sister, but when you put a seed in the ground, what happens to it? Can somebody help me understand? Because when you put a seed, it grows. So when I got this text this morning, this brother, he was growing because he was listening to my teachings. Again, not mine, what the Father has shared with me. You know the difference between a genius and a normal person? A genius is willing to explore all perspectives, even after they found one. Brother and sister, somebody needs to write that down. Please. What is the Greek word for the English word truth is aletheia. Aletheia means willingness to consider other options, even after. So you got your religion. You got your God. And so you shut down, you close up tent. You mean to tell me you don't read a freaking book anymore because you think you know God? So you got a Bible sitting on your shelf full of dust, and you don't open up a freaking book because you already know everything. That's the definition of beep. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, because I'm a little high speed. That's what you're sensing right now. You say, well, people tell me, well, brother, sometimes you talk a little condescending. Sometimes you talk a little aggressive. Sometimes you talk a little hostile. Damn right I'm hostile. It's my freaking life, man. I've wasted 50 years of it. You think I'm going to waste another second with somebody that's low speed? Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. I love all people too much. That's my problem. I'm just not getting here. I should have been here when I was freaking 21. Everything I know now, I knew when I was 21. Why did I apply it? Because I was hanging around with low processors. I was trying to put new wine in an old wine skin. I mean, y'all better wake up. Please don't be like me. You high energy, keep that high energy. That's a gift from God. But use it, direct it, channel it into the resources of God. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1, it says, after 6 days, people ask me all the time, hey, Doc, why do you always, you know, do your detox and stuff for 6-7 days? Let me make sure you understand. 6 days, why? 6 days it was in the garden. 7 days, what did he do? He rested. Notice what it says in Matthew 17. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, John, his brother. Jesus got a brother named John? I thought Jesus' brother's name was James. Y'all might need to pimp the game. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. After 6 days, not three, not two, not four, 6 days. After 6 days, what is the measure of the man? Six. Six. See, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, John, and his brother, or John his brother, and he brought them up unto a high mountain apart. High mountain, high speed. What's the word for holy? Set apart. Notice he took Peter, James, and John. Why? Why didn't he take everybody? See, like me, I'm trying to take everybody. Wasted 50 freaking years of my life trying to save people that don't want to be freaking saved. Can I save anybody? Hell no. But I can make you see. How? Let's read it, brothers and sisters. Matthew 17, verse 2. Matthew chapter 17, verse 2. And, now remember, he took him up onto a high speed. He took him up to the high mountain that was apart from everybody else, but he only took three people. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shone as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. What? So Jesus goes up on a mountain, he takes three of his homeboys, and he transfigured himself. How do you transfigure yourself, brother? Well, let's do it the same way Yahushua did. He is our elder brother. Now, contrary to popular belief, I know this is contrary to your theology. I know you want to worship him. Do that. Please knock yourself out. After you finish, you need to do some protatikos. The Greek word protatikos found in Matthew 1:25, Romans 8:29, Luke 2:7, Colossians 1:15, Colossians 1:18, Hebrews 11:28, Hebrews 12:23, all talks about the germ seed. Protatikos means process. It means protos. It means proton. It means nuclear. It means new clay. It means the nucleus, or what we call nuclear physics. Why am I a metaphysician? Why am I a metaphysician? Why did I spend 25 years of my life studying metaphysics? Let's understand. Jesus said, I was transfigured before them. Jesus transfigured himself. I would need you, brothers. I need you, sisters, to transfigure yourself. The word transfigure comes from the Greek metamorpho. Metamorpho is two words, meta and morpho, or morpheme. Where we get the word morpheme or morpheus. Now, meta means, again, we're talking about metaphysics. Now, metamorpho, this is how you transfigure yourself. This is what Jesus did. The word transfigure means to transform. It means to change into another form. It means to transform or to transfigure. Okay, that's great, Brother Will. But how did you do it? Or what did Jesus do? He went apart up on a high mountain. That's what he did first before he transfigured himself. He set himself apart. What is the series that I'm starting tomorrow? Hyros, set apart. Gamos, the feminine expression. Jesus represents the feminine expression. There was no love on the planet. So the Father says, I'm going to send my son in the form of a body. He's love in a body. Jesus came down in to restore the feminine essence of this feminine expression. That's what we're talking about on the next series. But you need to understand, my brothers and sisters, because according to Matthew chapter 17, verse 1, before transfiguration takes place, you got to set yourself apart. That's what thinking does. Now, remember, geniuses, after they find a solution, they still look. They still look. So the word, again, high mountain in the Greek, is the word anros kata, K-A-T-A, kata. So the Greek word kata gives us the English word, again, apart, kata. So this word apart means in relations to other things and throughout. It means according to other things, you want to separate yourself throughout. It means apart concerning other things. So there's a lot of things that we do. That's great. But while you are doing those other things, you still, it didn't say you that you stopped doing those other things, but you're still looking. Now, it's interesting because this is tough. I don't know nobody who has a job still looking for one. Do you? I don't know nobody who has a wife still looking for one. Do you? I don't know nobody who has a husband still looking for one. Everything we've been taught is once you find something, stop. That's what we've been taught. Now, is there anything wrong with that? Not at all. That's the system that we live in. But we're not talking about this world. We're talking about the other world. Now, that's a problem because everybody tell me, Doc, you get one job, that's it. Well, I remember back in the day I had three jobs. Now, am I allocating multiplicity? We live in a multiple universe or multiple dimensions. No, I'm not. Even though we live in a multiple dimensions, I know you can't handle it. Nobody on the earth can handle that overstanding. So we're going to save that. We'll pigeonhole that for another time. Most people cannot live in a multiple universe. Now, quantum computers work the same way my brain works. See, my brain works on multiple dimensions. Now, I'm not saying I'm different from anybody else. When I went to I had my brain analyzed, they said I had arrested development disorder, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, all of this stuff. So when they put myself on the EKG machine, the brain activity in my brain was off the charts. They said that people's brains cannot operate like that without the person going mentally insane. So they said, we're going to give you $5,000. You guys know the story. I've said it 1,000 times. We're going to give you $5,000 to stay here 30 days so we can analyze your brain because your brain ain't normal. I said, thank you very much. As-salamu alaykum. God bless you. And I left because I couldn't take medication. So my brain, they said, my brain looks like a person who's having a seizure. It's an electrical storm, but yet it's departmentalized, meaning the same way quantum computers work, they tap into parallel universes to get information. Relaxing all the time. Stop. How do you know what you know? Because I don't live in this dimension only. What does that mean? Isn't that like something mystical or something great? Am I different than you? Am I better than you? No, 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 no. You can do the exact same thing right now. In fact, you do it every day. You just don't know how. All I did was pimp the game. Metamorpho simply means, again, meta. Let's break it down. The word meta. I'm a metaphysician. Meta means current, before, after. Now remember, Jesus is all-knowing. I mean, the Father is all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's all-present. Remember those three attributes. All-knowing, all-powerful, all-present. Meta means with, it means after, and it means during. Meta. Let me make sure you understand what we're saying now. Meta, when you say metaphysics, I'm a metaphysician. Meta means before, after, and during. Physics means physical. So before something becomes physical, it means while it is physical, it means after it's deceased and the physicality is gone, let's study that. That's what I do all day. So every time I teach three-dimensionally. So I'm teaching you current theology, I'm teaching future theology, and I'm teaching past tense theology. That's what metaphysicians do. That's what geniuses do. That's how you need to think. You don't think you're thinking about today. That's great. But why are you thinking about today? What about tomorrow? What about? But see, I play chess. Other people play checkers. I'm trying to think five moves ahead. I'm trying to think generationally. So I'm thinking about my sons, sons, sons. Are you thinking generationally? Or are you just thinking about your foe and no more? See, that's meta. Metamorpho is the Greek word for the English word transfigure. That is what I'm trying to do for you. You got to be willing. Remember the word, the number one word that you got to do, willingness. That's what aletheia is. That's what the truth is. The truth is willingness. That's what Jesus is. Jesus is willing. Are you? Are you not? You're not willing? See, that's why we got a problem. 99.9% of people I talk to, they ain't willing. They'll listen to me, but they ain't willing to change. So the word meta, the next Greek word, again, metamorpho, transform, transfiguration, morpho. Morpho is a Greek word, morpho. It means form. Simply means form. It means discourse. People ask me, Doc, why do you teach didactic discourse? Because discourse is intercourse. Now, on the next series, we're going to talk about success is success. Let me make sure you understand. Again, I want to warn you, so that way, you know, even if you paid me money, I will refund your money. Because you don't want to hear this series that starts tomorrow. Let me make sure you understand. Success, Father, touch the minds of your people. Success is success. Let me make sure you understand. Success is success. Let me make sure you understand. Heteros gamas. A ring, when you get married, the ring represents the vajayjay. Your finger represents the penis. When you put the ring on the finger, what the beep are you doing? I don't know if you understand, brother, the sister, the world that we live in. What is electricity? What is the light? It's a sexual act between electricity and magnetism. They're going in and out. Just like a sexual act of a penis going in and out represents fire. Caught up in your bones. I don't know. What is a orgasm? That is a organism. That is a heartgasm. That's what we're talking about tomorrow. That's how you see. But that's, I don't know, that's contrary to your theology. Why the hell do you think they put sex out of the church? Go to church and tell the Reverend Dr. Bishop what I just told you. Let me make sure you understand what discourse is, brother. Let me make sure you understand what discourse, according to, and please don't believe a word I'm saying. Go to Strong Concordance, G3445. Somebody write that down. Strong Concordance number G3445. Strong Concordance number G3445. Metamorpho, to form a discourse, literally, until a mind and a life is completely in harmony with the mind and life of Christ. It is the interaction. It is the intersection. It is the intercourse of your mind and the mind of God. I don't know if you understand. It is a mental sexual. I call it celestial sex. But that's, you know, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. Let's continue. You see, my brothers and sisters, the word metamorpho has an underlining Greek word, which means metamorphe. So metamorphe, we have metamorpho, which is simply you have a mental sex with God. But that's contrary to your theology because you don't understand what sex is. You think it's taboo. You think it's bad. So you don't engage in it. I understand, brother. God bless you. See, metamorpho, brothers and sisters, meta is the form by which a person strikes the vision of another. It is through the ideal that the mental adjustments take shape. In other words, it's like giving yourself a mental tune-up, high speed. Let me tell you what's happening to you right now. See, the truth first comes and it pisses you off. After you get pissed off, then it brings about a change over a slow processing of time, depending on your speed. Now, the problem is, are you a fast processor or a slow processor? Are you high energy or low energy? It's like taking a Lamborghini engine and putting it in a Volkswagen body. That's what most of us are. You see, my brothers and sisters, you can't see until you see, meaning you stay in the dark until you see in the dark. Let me say that again. You stay in your box until you can see the way out of your box. Let me say that again. You stay confused until your confusion makes sense. You cannot put new wine in an old wine skin. That's what the Bible says. New wine, new way of thinking. Old wine, old way of thinking. See, you must direct. Now, I've done a series that's on Blog Talk for free right now. If you are serious about high-speed thinking, which means transformation, how do you transform yourself? Transform your thinking. You bring about what you think about. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Notice where the thinking takes place, not in the head, but it's in the heart. I don't know if you understand, but hyperactivity disorder. People get diagnosed with it, and they take medication, and they take pills because they're ADD. And it's interesting because what they are doing, they're like they try to do to me, is, see, they know that that is your mental disorder actually puts you in order. See, the powers that be, they know that, but you don't. Your mental disorder is the indication of your spiritual order. Because, again, everything that was kicked out of heaven is promoted on earth. Anything promoted on earth was rejected in heaven. So energy, I call it energy hyperactivity disorder. And it's extremely important that you understand that, brothers and sisters, because somebody is lying to you because you are a high-speed processor, and they tell you that, man, you are a very emotional person, and your emotion is all over the place because you have ADHD. Now, that's your spiritual signature. And unfortunately, somebody's trying to change it instead of channel it. Never change channel. Never change channel. Never change the channel. Why do you tune in to the TV program, television program, teleporting program, change channel, change dimension? Every time you change channel, you change dimensions. A television, tele means to transport. Vision means a mental picture. When you change it, the TV program, your TV, we get a TV, and now we can do it remote control. Why is it called remote control? You get a remote from anywhere control. I can control you from anywhere in the world. Remote control. Tonight when you go home, look at your remote control and look at your TV. What you are seeing. It's how the devil controls your entire life. Remote control through remote viewing. He changes your channel the same way you change a freaking TV. How? How? ADHD. Energy deficit hyperactivity disorder. Energy deficit hyperactivity disorder. I have a part series. you can listen to for free. Anybody interested, email me, masterteacher33.com. Your energy deficit hyperactivity disorder has been managed by the television, and they're using remote control. Oh, man, I don't know if you understand. So to transfigure yourself, put the remote down. Put the tele. The word tele means to transport. Vision means a mental picture in your head. Now, every witch and Wicca knows that. That's why they use images, because images are pixels, and pixels represent a pictogram. The brain thinks in pictures. You send me a picture. Father, should I tell them? Should I tell them? Okay, Father, they don't tell y'all. Man, all I'm telling you this, brothers and sisters, y'all better be very, very careful, because you must direct you. If you allow somebody else to direct the proper channel, which is your perspective, which is your speed, which is your energy, which is your entity, which is your emotion, God sent you into this earth with one, and the devil wants to change one. Never change channel. See, high-speed thinkers, brothers and sisters, they know that their emotions must be channeled. They got to control it, or it controls them. Remember, whatever you don't control, controls you. A man that has self-control is stronger than a strong city. That's what it says in the book of Proverbs. If you have no self-control, what are the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So you don't have no self-control, so I'm going to give you a remote control to control your television. You are a walking, talking, breathing television. But you got the vision that was given to you for God. What does Habakkuk 4:4 say? I'm paraphrasing. You might want to pimp the game yourself. Habakkuk 4:4 says, take the vision, write it down, make it plain so that those that read it can run. You want to run, brother? You want to run, sister? You want to be high speed? You got a vision? Is it on paper? That's why you ain't doing shiznit. That's why I wasn't doing shiznit until I wrote it down. That's how you see. Geniuses think productively, not constructively. Production. Now, I did this for my group back in the day when I had my Eagles Club, and I came out with the Eagles Club workflow management tool. I wrote a whole book for my group to help them with their workflow management. And I taught them how to departmentalize so that they can operate on multiple dimensions. So every hour is broken down into 15 minutes. That's how you operate multidimensionally. So you have, again, how many quarters in an hour? Four. If you break it down into 15 minutes. You see, brothers and sisters, to transfigure yourself requires you to be able to see yourself. And what that entails is the ability to analyze yourself. You don't have time to analyze nobody else. You should be working on yourself 24/7, 365. The analytical method is the ability, according to Da Vinci, Leonardo da Vinci called this process knowing how to see. What process? The process that Yahushua instituted, which is the study to show yourself approved unto God. Why are you looking at that speck in your brother's eye instead of addressing that beam in your own eye? No te sum is the Latin phrase that means to know oneself, to know thyself. And when you know yourself, your energy goes off the chain, and everybody else around you that don't know themselves, you're going to be just like my brother that texted me today. Doc, man, it is hard living in a world with a bunch of slow processors when you are a high processor. Now, we shouldn't look down on them. Our energy should affect them. But remember, you have to be attached to yourself, not attached to others. That's a mistake I made. I cared so much for other people that I cared at my own expense, meaning that I allowed myself to slow down my processing. So I put a Lamborghini engine in a Volkswagen body, and I wondered why I kept throwing a rod. I kept destructing, because every time I would blow, 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 engine would blow out. And I fired up again. I had this powerful engine, and I put it in a Volkswagen body. I had new wine, but I put it in an old wineskin. You can't put new wine in an old wineskin, brother. You can't do it. So So in conclusion, my brothers and my sisters, that word metamorpho and metamorphe, both are those Greek words that represents this process that by which we change. And the last Greek word is medros. Please write that down. Strong Concordance number G33. Like MT33? G3313. G, Strong Concordance number G3313. 3313. 3313. The Greek word, now again, we're talking about change. Are y'all serious? Anybody serious? You want to transfigure yourself? You want to be a high-speed processor? You want to think multi-dimensionally? You want to tap into the first, second, third, fourth, fifth heaven, seventh heaven? You want to be able to download information into your spirit, and you don't even know where the hell it came from. All you know is that you know that you know. Metros. The Greek word metros is the underlying root word for our English word transfiguration, transfigure, which means my assigned lot, my destiny, my part, my degree, my measure. It's where I get my word or my diakonia report. Diakonia, the root word for the English word or the Greek diakonia, where we get service and ministry, metros. What is metros? It's your lot. It's your share. It's your destiny, brother. It's not mine. It's yours. So you have been given everything that you need for life and godliness is in your DNA. That's what transformation is. It's getting in contact with your lot, brother. It's getting in contact with your destiny, sister. It's getting in contact with your true self. So when you find you, you embrace you, you love you, and bam, boom, you're processing on a whole nother dimension. People are going to call you cuckoo. They're going to say you cray-cray. They're going to say you dropped the Kool-Aid. It's okay. Why? Medros, Strong Concordance number G3313. The Greek word medros, foundation for everything I do. I got a part to play. I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm a master teacher. I teach didactic intercourse. I teach celestial sex. What's your part? What's your lot? What's your destiny? What was your assignment in heaven that you left to come down here to earth? When you find that, you process with your heavenly speed. You illuminate like Yahushua. Why was Jesus always painted with a halo over his head? Knew who he was. He knew where he came from, and he knew where he was going, and he knew where he was at. What the word meta means? Meta means you know where you came from. Meta, you know where you're going. Meta, you know where you're at. Brother, sister, do you know where you came from? Do you know where you're going? Do you know where you're at? If not, you need to pimp the game. My brothers and my sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Tomorrow, 12 noon, we start one of the most dangerous series I've ever taught, Heteros Gammas. You think what we've been taught about marriage ain't even nowhere near the truth. Break it down. My brothers and my sisters, I want to thank everyone for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. I'm sorry for going over. May his son, Yahuwah, continue. And may the Ruach, I should say, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass the message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people just like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just